USA Radio News.
I'm Brad Bernards. Dozens were feared dead after tornadoes and severe weather caused catastrophic damage across multiple states, tearing through a candle factory in Kentucky, an Amazon facility in Illinois, and a nursing home in Arkansas. Kentucky Governor Andy Beshear.
We were pretty sure that we would lose over 50 Kentuckians. I'm now certain that that number is north of 70. It may, in fact, end up exceeding 100. Before the day is done. The damage is even worse now that we have first light.
Football star and TV celebrity Michael Strahan caught a ride to space with Jeff Bezos' rocket launching company Saturday, sharing the trip with the daughter of America's first astronaut. Touchdown has a new meaning now, he tweeted after landing. This is USA Radio News.
Awesome and amazing day. Hey, friends, it's John and Chelsea Jubilee, and here's my beautiful wife, Chelsea.
Hi, women. I have a message just for you today. Every single day, we have women that come to us in pain. Not physically, even though, yes, that is too, but in pain from suffering of hopelessness because they have tried every single thing to lose weight, and they can't.
And they can't year after year after year, and they give up. They give up hope. They're desperate. They're in a dark place, but we have a light of truth. Science is a search for the truth that is known. In our breakthrough science of intercellular hydration, ladies, you will lose 15 to 20 pounds of solid fat every 4 weeks. Go log on to our website. Look at the testimonials of real women just like you who were hopeless, but this changed their life.
Check us out at energizedhealth.com. That's energizedhealth.com.
Joe Biden on Thursday downplayed his historic inflation crisis during remarks at the Summit for Democracy.
Not everybody's looking for a used automobile, but those who are, they're paying higher prices because there's fewer of them because of COVID and what was sold out and the like. So I think it's a real bump in the road.
Inflation is the number one concern for Americans, according to a CNBC survey. This month, inflation is at the highest level in 40 years. Prices are up 6.8% over last year, a new record. Labels placed on posts on Facebook accompanying so-called fact checks are opinion, lawyers for the social media platform's parent company said in a recent court filing. Television host John Stossel sued Facebook and two of its fact-checking partners earlier this year, accusing the entities of defaming him. Facebook placed a label over the video telling users it was missing context. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Joe Biden speaks to the widening political divide.
Appearing on NBC's Tonight Show with Jimmy Fallon, President Biden lamented that the political divide is getting wider than ever.
The QAnon and the extreme elements of the Republican Party and what Donald Trump keeps sort of, seems to me, feeding, you know, with the big lie, it makes it awful hard.
Noting that he was late to the show's taping because he was giving a eulogy at Bob Dole's service, and he noted that while they disagreed, they were always ultimately friends. From the New England Bureau of USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki responded to new objections from Republicans and Democratic Senator Joe Manchin about the long-term cost of the president's Build Back Better agenda.
The way people experience it, and the president just said this as well, is not by looking at charts in the paper, right? As much as we love charts, because they're important for us to note, it's about their monthly budget and how much it takes to fill up their tank of gas, how much it takes to buy meat to have burgers for a barbecue. That's what I was saying. Why are people experiencing things, or why? We've talked about this a little bit before, but you know, a lot of it, what we're seeing in our data is people's psychology on the economy, on how they're experiencing things in the country right now.
For USA Radio News, I'm Brad Bernards.